Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your together, rock and rolls in your rolling rock, take your mind to the rhythm and just 3, 9, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and rolls in your rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's the point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot or relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now it feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to solve. Here we go.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll in your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to move the beat. Rock and roll in your rolling rock.
Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is single mothers. Yes, I'm talking to you. A man should be secondary in your life when you have children. Single mothers, a man should be secondary in your life. Of course, if you're a mother, you have children. So we're talking to single mothers tonight. Put having a man, this is my suggestion to single mothers, put having a man on the back burner while raising, nurturing, and tending to the needs of your children. I'm sorry to be so blunt about this, but if learning how to satisfy your physical needs and desires can't be done outside of your home and away from your children, then you need to seek alternative methods. Yes, we are talking to single women tonight. Put having a man, seeking a man, on the back burner. And I have to speak to single mothers first because I'm hearing and seeing too many stories about children being killed, molested, and or tortured by these so-called boyfriends, fiancés, and friends. This is not only disturbing, but it is also sick and disgusting. And by all means, Lord knows that it's maddening because it's one story after the other. Day after day after day, it makes you wonder what is happening to these women that they would allow their children to go through such distress, especially since children are not only naive and innocent, but they are helpless and vulnerable. So we're talking to single mothers tonight. A man in your life should be secondary when you have children, especially small children. It's bad enough nowadays that you can't even leave children with their biological fathers, I mean, let alone a friend, without fearing for their safety. You have biological fathers killing their children in retaliation to their mothers, especially when the relationship goes south. Let's look at a recent case in Queens, New York. There was a bitter custody battle going over a man and a woman, and it ended in the tragedy of their three-year-old little girl. The father was waging a bitter custody battle with this beautiful little girl's mother. So what did her father do? This is what her father did. And this happened in Queens, New York, maybe a couple of weeks ago. But he placed his daughter in her car seat in the back of his 2008 Audi A6. And he drove the car to an intersection in the Springfield Gardens section of Queens, New York. The rear doors were chained shut, and gasoline was splashed throughout the car, inside the car. The father then ignited the gasoline and fled the car. A propane tank in the trunk and two gas containers fed the flames. And the little girl, 3 years old, was burnt alive in the back seat of the car. The father accidentally set himself on fire as he fled the burning car on foot. But what did he do? He jumped into a nearby pond to put the flames on his clothes out. By the time first responders arrived, he had stripped down to his underwear. The little girl was removed from the burning car and rushed to a hospital where she was later pronounced dead. But the mother said that the father had threatened to hurt her daughter in the past. And apparently, she took his sick-ass threats lightly because last week he carried the threat out. And that precious little innocent baby died a painful, vicious, and malicious death. And she did so at the hands of her own father. I think the baby was 3 years old. The mother and father may have been together a good 5 years. They were not married, so they were basically dating and produced a daughter. But ladies, you cannot have a good judgment of character in a man when your encounters with the man are merely physical. Physical encounters are only going to cloud your judgment until reality set in and the dopamine wears off. And once children become a part of the picture, the unstableness in the relationship will manifest itself even greater. And if you truly love your child or your children and you are in tune with his or her safety, you take the necessary precautions to protect them, and you do it at all costs. I mean, ladies, you have to start understanding that there is more to your relationships than the physical aspect. Then there's more to it than satisfying your flesh. You need to put your flesh on hold in order to raise and protect your children. I mean, it's time to get in tune with your children mentally, emotionally, and physically. You need to know when something is off with them, as well as the people who are in your lives. I remember an episode from the sitcom Good Times when Wilona's fiance made a pass at Thelma. And when Thelma's mom, played by Florida Evans, played by, I forget her name, but when she came in, she noticed that something was wrong with Thelma based upon her behavior. And she kept asking her, Thelma, what's wrong? And no matter how bad Thelma denied it, Florida Evans knew that something was wrong with her child. Because as a mother, that is something that she was supposed to hone in on. You're supposed to know when something is wrong with your child, especially if you're tuned in to your child. But sometimes you cannot be tuned in to your child if you're so caught up in a man. For those of you who may be just tuning in, single mothers, a man should be secondary, is our conversation tonight. Ladies, you have to stop allowing these boyfriends and fiancés and just friends to have free access to your children. Now let's look at the case of Malia Davis, or Malia Davis, but I think her name is pronounced Malia Davis, out of Texas. This little girl has been missing since May 3rd. Her mother was in a relationship with a man who was physically abusing her. And the sad part is, little Malia and her two brothers were just recently returned to the mother after spending 6 months in the custody of Child Protective Services. And this was following an investigation into allegations of physical abuse related to the girl's head injury. But, you know, a judge who had just came on the scene in February released Malia and her two brothers back into their mother's care, which apparently is and was a dangerous environment. So now, according to published reports, 4-year-old Malia Davis has been missing since Friday, May 3rd, when her stepfather, Darian Vince, who is also the girl's mother's ex-fiance, however, he told police that three men abducted the girl. He told police three Hispanic males abducted Malia after knocking him out cold and leaving him and his 1-year-old son by the side of a highway late Friday night. And we're talking last Friday. He said when he woke up nearly 24 hours later, his son was with him, but Malia and the three men were gone. This is what he told police. So he was knocked out, and Malia was abducted by three Hispanic men. The police knew, and they also said, that there is a large gap in the ex-fiancé's timeline. In an exclusive interview with ABC 13, Malia's mother, Brittany Bowens, said Malia suffered a head injury during a fall and that the little girl required several brain surgeries. So, you know, when I read that, my thing was, unless she fell off of a roof, what type of fall would require this little girl to have several surgeries to the brain? That's very alarming. But in the meantime, the fiance, he was arrested on Saturday and charged with tampering with a human corpse and a second-degree felony. He is facing first-degree murder charges that will make him eligible for the death penalty. Now, a family member stated that the girl's mother, Brittany Bowens, had suspicions that her ex-fiancé was molesting the little girl. So she had suspicions that he was molesting her, yet she stayed with this man in whatever type of relationship they had. She didn't remove herself from the situation, nor did she remove her children. So Malia was last seen entering her stepfather's home on April 30th. I think that was last Tuesday. Surveillance footage captured her going inside of her stepfather's home, but never coming back out. He was, however, filmed on the same camera, leaving the apartment 3 days later, carrying a basket and a black trash bag. I think the black trash bag was tucked inside of this big basket. So he was seen on camera carrying that out 3 days later. So here we are today. Today is day 12. And this little girl or her remains have yet to be found. And for me, this is such a tragic story because Malia Davis never had a chance. Her parents would not put aside their own needs to secure the safety of the child. And now Malia's mother, who left her with the alleged abusive stepfather, she's also facing scrutiny because who would go away, she was supposedly away, and leave their child with an abuser? And although the stepfather, ex-fiancé, or whatever he is, has been charged with tampering with the corpse, he has not been charged with killing the girl, and her body is yet to be found. Now, authorities have found blood inside the car. He said it was taken from him and inside the home, but they have not yet found unequivocal proof that he has murdered the little girl. Single mothers, a man should be secondary in your life when you have children. Malia's mother was out of town when she went missing. And she only learned something was amiss when her fiancé didn't pick her up from the airport as he had planned. And even after finding out that her daughter was missing, she never called 911. Instead, she called a relative to pick her up from the airport instead. I mean, this story is so cold yet calculating. Because my question is, why would you leave your child or your children in the hands of an abuser? And why were her children's safety not first and foremost? Why was that not her first and foremost priority? I don't understand it. This story just blows my mind. Because my question is, where was the child's father? Because the system failed Malia Davis, as well as her biological father and family members. Ladies and gentlemen, put your children first above all. If you are single and you have children, you have to make moves and decisions that are different and unlike that of the average single male and female, especially when and if your children are small. Because it is your responsibility as single parents to protect your child's mental, emotional, and physical existence. I knew this single mother that I worked with years ago. She was shacking up with her boyfriend, since her children were babies. And her boyfriend was not her children's biological father. But when she and the man parted ways, her children fell apart. Unlike that of a married spouse, her ex-boyfriend had no obligation whatsoever to remain a part of her children's lives. And trust me, he didn't. He didn't want to either. So when they broke up, he even insisted that they move out of his home. And things and situations happen in relationships. I understand that. But your first priority is your child, not your physical and emotional needs. You burn those once you have children. Once you have children, those needs must be burnt and only set aside for the child, because the choices you make as parents will affect your children in the long run. And there'll be memories, good, bad, or indifferent, and scars that those children will carry well into their adult lives. Trust and believe it. And then they'll spend all of this money in counseling. I'm not a parent, but I'm an aunt. And up to this very day, my nieces and nephews can't tell you not one man they've ever known or seen me with that I've dated. It may be one, and that's it. And that's all they'll ever know, when and if my single status ever changes. Why? Because I'm mindful of children, and your life choices will undoubtedly affect theirs. I pray tonight for Malia Davis. I pray that whatever has happened to her will be manifested, that God will bring to light whatever it is that's been done and hidden in the dark. Single mothers, even single fathers, make your relationships, your romantic relationships, secondary in your child's life, because your child should come first, not your needs and not your desires. I thank you, as always, for tuning in. Until next week, good night and bye-bye.
My dream is to fly away to a safe place. No scariness, just me and the wind. I just wanna spread my wings, stick my chest out with confidence. Don't look back, straight ahead. And so problems I can't ignore or hide. My struggles are not so small, but
but my wings are strong to handle it all.
Send them my way,
send them my way.
I won't be scared
in my safe place. My dreams may still fly away. My sorrow and pain. Mm-hmm. I'm not scared. I found my way to my safe. Don't be scared, find a way to your safe place.